Sorry, brother. Didn't see it. Thank you. Good afternoon.
弟兄姐妹，午安。
It's good to be together again.
很高兴我们能够再聚集在一起。
I trust the Lord has another word for us.
我相信主还有话对我们说。
This matter of fellowship is so important. We cannot neglect it.
因为关于交通的这件事是这样子的重要，我们实在是不能轻忽。
I want to thank Andrew and my sister for their opening, and I appreciate all that they said.
感谢我们 Andrew, 跟我们的姐妹，刚开始介绍时，所说的一切。
I would like to also read those first three verses in 1 John. You could turn to 1 John, 1st Epistle of John, we'll look at 1 through 4.
我们再看一下约翰一书的第一章的一到四节。
I'll read a verse and then Brother Jan Ming will read a verse.
我们一节一节轮流来念。
That which was from the beginning, that which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, that which we have contemplated, and our hands handled concerning the word of life.
论到从起初原有的生命之道。就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。
And the life has been manifested, and we have seen bear witness, and report to you the eternal life, which was manifested to us.
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在，且显现于我们那永远的生命，传给你们。
That which we have seen and heard, we report to you that you may also have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
And these things write we to you that your joy may be full.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And I would like to even read again in Philippians and reinforce what our brother Andrew read.
让我们再读一下腓立比书，能够再加深一下我们的印象。
Chapter 1, verses 3 to 6.
第一章的3到6节。
I thank my God for my whole remembrance of you.
我每逢想念你们，就感谢我的神。
Constantly, in every supplication, making the supplication for you with all joy.
每逢为你们众人祈求的时候，常是欢欢喜喜的祈求。
Because of your fellowship with the gospel from the first day until now.
因为从头一天直到如今，你们是同心合意的兴旺福音，或是说在兴旺福音上有相交。
Having confidence of this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it unto Jesus Christ's day.
我深信那在你们心里动了善功的，必成全这功，直到耶稣基督的日子。
Let's have another word of prayer.
我们再一起做一点祷告。
Lord, we know that when we come to your word, we are utterly dependent.
那主啊，我们知道来到你的话语之前，我们要全然的信靠你。
We know that you alone have the words of eternal life.
因为我们知道唯有你有生命之道。
We're asking you, Lord, to speak to us those words this afternoon.
我们恳求主在今天下午的时候对我们说话。
That you would rend the heavens and come down and speak what's in your heart.
你会从天而降，将你心中的话语向我们启示。
Lord, we just give the time to you.
主啊，我们将这时间交在你的手里。
We commit the speaker, the translator, and the hearers to you.
我们将讲员、翻译、听众都带到主的面前。
Lord, we ask that your word run and be glorified.
主啊，我们恳求主，你的名在这里能够得荣耀。
In your precious name.
靠你宝贝的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this morning we talked about, as Andrew already mentioned, that wonderful verse in 1 Corinthians 1:9.
今天早上我们已经谈过了刚刚安主谈到的那个哥林多前书的第一章的第九节。
Today we want to talk about something a little different.
那我们现在要讲的跟那个稍微有点不同。
We want to talk about the aspect of personal fellowship.
我们要讲到与人与神的相交。
This is so vitally important.
这是非常的重要。
The whole Christian life is a life of personal fellowship with God Himself.
因为整个基督徒的生命生活就是与神在位格上的相交。
If you don't have a personal life of fellowship, you don't know God.
如果我们没有这样的位格与位格之间的相交，我们就没有神。
I often say without personal or individual fellowship with God, the Christian life is impossible.
所以如果我们个人没有跟神相交的话，那基督徒的生活是不可能的。
And this fellowship continues and grows and expands as we get to know Him better.
当我们越认识主的时候，这样的相交就成长，就扩大，就深化。
Thank God that this makes the Christian life possible.
我们感谢主，因为这个让基督徒的道路成为可行的道路。
In 1 John, the apostle makes it very plain how personal this is.
在约翰福约翰一书使徒把这样的一个个人的性质讲得非常的清楚。
He says that which we have seen with our eyes.
他说是我们所看见的。
This is something we have to see.
因为这个是必须亲眼见过的。
He says that which we have contemplated with our mind.
他说这个是我们所思考过的。
This is something the Holy Spirit must give us understanding about.
因为这件事情是圣灵必须要开我们的心，叫我们得以明白。
He goes on to say, our hands have handled.
他又讲过，这是我们的手亲手摸过的。
He says, we have seen and bear witness.
这是我们看过的，现在又做见证。
That which we have seen and heard.
讲我们所看见所听过的。
And then he has that wonderful closing statement.
那最后他做了一个奇妙的一个结语。
He said, all of this is for one reason.
他说这些事情是为了一个目的。
And that reason is stated in verse 3.
那这个理由就是在第三节里面所讲的。
That you may also have fellowship with us, and our fellowship is indeed with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
说使你们与我们相交，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Then he describes the result of that wonderful fellowship.
那接下来他就描写了有这样奇妙相交的果子是什么。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
You remember what the psalmist said in Psalm 16. He said, in thy presence is fullness of joy.
所以你记得诗篇16篇所讲的，在你的面光当中有满足的喜乐。
I know all of us have experienced joy at some time or another in our life.
我知道我们所有人在我们人生的经历里面都尝过这样喜乐的滋味。
But the moments of greatest and deepest joy I've experienced are those when I've been in fellowship with the living God and with His people.
但那最高最大的喜乐是当我经历与那个荣耀的神亲自相交相见的时候的喜乐。
Our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ.
我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。
Thank God this defines what our fellowship is.
所以感谢主，我们有这样子的相交交通。
Now when you look at the Philippians verses, you see Paul's heart for the Philippian church.
那接下来我们看腓立比书的时候，我们看到了保罗对腓立比教会心中的负担。
I'll never forget years ago when I was a very young believer and I went with brothers and sisters to Brazil and spoke.
我记得很久以前，当我还年轻的时候，我跟弟兄姐妹到巴西，在那里分享神的话语。
And I was speaking on the letter of Philippians.
我那时所讲的就是腓立比书。
And I stood up and I said, this is Paul's last letter to the church.
我站起来，然后我说，这是保罗写给教会的最后一封信。
And one brother afterwards came and said, brother, you must not know your Bible.
那后来就有一个弟兄，完了以后有一个弟兄过来跟我说，他说，弟兄啊，你可能对圣经还不熟。
He said, there's 1 Timothy, and there's Titus, and there's 2 Timothy.
他说还有提摩太前后书，还有提多书。
And I said, brother, that's true, but those were pastoral letters to individuals. This was the last letter he wrote to a church.
那我就说，弟兄啊，你讲的没有错，不过那些是教牧书信，是写给个人的，写给教会的信，这是最后一卷。
If you know anything about his history with the church at Philippi, he had a deep and enduring bond of love with them.
如果我们知道保罗跟腓立比教会他之间的关系的话，我们就知道他跟腓立比教会有深远坚强的的关联。
You remember on one of his missionary journeys when the Macedonian man was calling to him to come over and he went over and that was his introduction to Philippi.
我们知道保罗在宣教的旅程当中的时候，在异梦当中见到了有一个马其顿人呼召他，叫他过来帮助我们。那他接下来就到了马其顿，所到的第一个地方就是腓立比。
You remember the Philippian jailer and how his whole family was saved.
那我们记得在腓立比的狱卒他全家都得救。
Yes, Paul had a great, deep, and enduring bond of love with the church at Philippi.
因为保罗跟腓立比的教会他们有既深又久的爱里面的关联。
And in these verses, he gives an explanation of why he had that deep bond.
那么在这些经节里面他解释了他为什么跟他们有这么样子深刻的关系。
He said it is because of your fellowship with the gospel.
他说因为你们是与福音有份。
And because they were in such deep fellowship, he was even able to say that he who has begun this good work in you, it will complete it.To the day of Jesus Christ.
因为他们的关系是这样子的坚固美好，以至于保罗能够说在你们心中动工的能够成全这工直到耶稣基督的日子。
You see, fellowship is an unbreakable bond.
因为我们知道这个交通是一个不能够折断不能够断绝的关系。
It's stronger than our natural relationships.
比我们天然的关系还强。
It doesn't take much to sever a natural relationship.
一个天然的关系其实不需要什么力量就能够破坏。
A cross word, a funny look, a stare even can break a natural relationship.
一个批评，一个眼色很多时候就能够叫我们天然的关系受到破坏。
But that relationship in fellowship is an enduring bond.
但是这种相交的关系是存到永远的关系。
Now today I would like to look at this matter of personal fellowship maybe a little different than you thought.
所以今天呢我要从这个人际位格性的关系里面来分享可能跟大家讲的平常听的可能会不一样。
I think many times when we look at personal fellowship, we're talking about personal devotion, Bible reading, going to meetings and things like that.
因为我们平常讲到这种人际之间的这种相交的时候，我们想到了读经，我们想到了祷告，我们想到了去参加聚会等等。
I think all of those are vitally important, and you can't have a Christian life without.
当然我相信那些都是非常重要的，没有了那些东西，我们基督徒的生活就变成非常的贫乏，没有力量。
But what I would like to focus on today is the reason we can enjoy fellowship fully and be kept in fellowship.
但我今天所要分享的是我们怎么样能够更丰富的享受这样子的交通，而且被保守在这交通里面的根源原因。
In other words, to see all the things that God has done to bring us into cloudless fellowship.
换句话说，我们要看神怎么样子所行的一切事情，带领我们进入的这一个明亮没有间隔的相交。
Or as John put it in 1 John, complete fellowship.
或是如同约翰一书里面所讲的叫我们完全的相交，彻底的相交。
That our joy may be complete.
让我们的喜乐能够满足。
Now I don't want you to neglect Bible reading.And prayer, and all those things, they're absolutely important.
那我并不是要大家不注意我们的读经，我们的祷告，那些都是对我们有关键性的重要的。
But they're not the reason that you're kept in fellowship.
我们要讲的是我们怎么样子蒙保守能够持住这样子的交通。
This is what we do when we're in fellowship. This is the reaction or the response in fellowship.
因为这些事情是我们在交通里面的时候我们所做的事，是我们对这个交通的一个回应。
How we need by the grace of God to see the great things He has done to bring us into fellowship and to keep us into fellowship.
我们要靠神的恩典，我们能够得以看见神是行了何等大的事情，将我们带入这个交通，保守我们在这个交通里面。
There's one thing I would like to spend a lot of time on.
这是一个想花很多的时间讲的。
That's the new and better covenant.
就是讲到那新而更美的约。
Secondly, we need to consider the new and better promises.
然后我们要一同来思考那个新而更美的应许。
And then if we have time, we want to touch upon the new creation.
如果我们还有时间的话，我们会讲到新造。
And then finally, the new power.
那最后会讲那个新的能力。
Brothers and sisters, first of all, let's think about this new and better covenant.
所以首先弟兄姐妹们让我们一同来思考这个新而更美的约。
The difference between the old covenant and the new covenant is the difference between night and day.
那旧的约跟新的约当中的差别如同黑夜跟白昼的差别。
It is the difference between heaven and earth.
那是天与地的差别。
When we think of it, fellowship is almost impossible. Unbroken fellowship, cloudless fellowship, is almost impossible in the old covenant.
我们仔细想一想，这样子的相交，这样子一个透亮，一个没有间隔持续的相交，在旧约几乎是不可能的。
You may not agree with me totally, but we'll get there in a moment.
那也许你不完全的同意我，但没有关系，我们继续看下去。
Look at Hebrews chapter 8 verse 6.
我们看一下希伯来书的第八章的第六节。
This is speaking of our Lord Jesus as our great high priest.
这里想到是我们的主耶稣基督是我们的大祭司。
This was profound understanding that came out of this writer of Hebrews.
这是希伯来的作者他一个深刻的一个认识。
But now, he has got a more excellent ministry by so much more as he is the mediator of a better covenant which is established on better promises.
他说如今耶稣所得的职任是更美的正如他做更美之约的中保这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
Let's talk about some of those hard, cold facts about the old covenant.
我们先来谈一下关于旧约这些这种坚硬的道理。
The old covenant condemns us.
因为旧约定我们的罪。
The old covenant limits our access to God.
旧约限制了我们，叫我们不能进到神的面前。
The old covenant constantly reminds us of our sins.
那个旧约不断地提醒我们我们的罪。
The old covenant requires continuous sacrifices to satisfy a righteous God.
那旧约里面需要不断地献祭好满足神公义的要求。
The old covenant cannot perfect anyone.
那个旧约不能够成全任何人。
Now here is the real nail.
那么这一个是最后的一集。
The old covenant requires sinless perfection.
在旧约它需要一个没有罪的一个完全。
Even before the covenant was established, when God talked to Abraham, listen to what he said to Abraham.
那甚至在旧约还没有设立之前神是怎么跟亚伯拉罕说的。
In Genesis 17 verse 1 it says this.
在创世纪的17章的第一节他这样说。
And Abraham was 99 years old when Jehovah appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before my face and be perfect.
他亚伯拉罕年99岁的时候耶和华向他显现对他说我是全能的神你当在我面前做完全人。
It's not just Abraham, it's also to the children of Israel after the old covenant was established.
但不仅是对亚伯拉罕这样说等到旧约设立以后他对以色列的百姓也是这样说。
Listen to what it says in Leviticus 19 verse 2.
我们再看他怎么样子在利未记19章的第二节里面说。
Speak unto all the congregation of Israel and say unto them,Ye shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy.
他说你小谕以色列全会众说你们要圣洁因为我耶和华你们的神是圣洁的。
Brothers and sisters, what I would like to explain to you is this was a requirement that was never within man's reach.
弟兄姐妹们我要跟大家解释的是说这是一个从来没有一个人能够完成的要求。
And because of that, fellowship with a holy God was limited.
因为这样子所以跟这一个圣洁的神的交通是有限的。
It was hindered.
它是受到拦阻的。
Listen to what it says in Leviticus 11 verse 44.
我们再看一下在利未记的第十一章的44节怎么说的。
For I am the Lord your God, you shall therefore sanctify yourselves, and ye shall be holy, for I am holy.
他说我是耶和华你们的神所以你们要成为圣洁因为我是圣洁的。
Seems like the load's getting heavier, right?
我们看到这个担子好像越来越重了。
Look at Leviticus 20 verse 7.
那我们再看利未记的第20章的第七节。
Sanctify yourselves and be ye holy, for I am the Lord your God.
所以你们要自洁成圣，因为我是耶和华你们的神。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is an unyielding demand of the old covenant.
弟兄姐妹们，这是在旧约里面，这是不会曲折、不可以改变的要求。
We don't have time to read all the Ten Commandments, but I think it would be helpful if you go back and read the Ten Commandments.
那我们没有时间在这里念十诫，但我想如果我们能够回去念一念十诫的话，会对我们有帮助。
You can find them in Exodus chapter 20, verse 2 to 17.
我们可以在出埃及记的第20章的2到17节。
You can find them in Deuteronomy 5, chapter 6, Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 6 to 21.
也可以从生命记的第五章的六到二十一节里面看到。
But just listen to the emphasis in the Ten Commandments.
只是要注意一下，这个十诫它所强调的东西是什么。
Thou shalt have no other gods before thee.
除我以外不可以有别神。
Thou shalt not make thyself any graven image.
不可为自己雕刻偶像。
Thou shalt not take the name of thy God in vain.
不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
Thou shalt not do any work on the Sabbath.
在安息日要守为圣日，不可做工。
Thou shalt not kill.
不可杀人。
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
不可奸淫。
Thou shalt not steal.
不可偷盗。
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
不可做假见证。
Thou shalt not covet.
不可贪恋。
Now you may think, I have not done any of these.
也许我们心中想说，我没有犯任何一条诫命。
You remember the story of the rich young ruler in Luke 18, in verse 21.
那我们记得在路加福音第18章21节所记载那个年轻的官。
How he came to the Lord Jesus and said, Good teacher, what should I do that I should inherit?Eternal life.
他到耶稣那里，他问耶稣说：“良善的夫子，我当如何行好承受永生？”
You know what I think? What the Lord said to the rich young ruler, his response should have been a huge hint to him.
我想，如果根据主耶稣所对他所讲的，这个年轻的官就应该得到了暗示。
He said, "Why do you call me good?"
因为主耶稣说，你为什么要称我为良善的？
He said, no one is good but God.
他说，只有神是良善的。
So the Lord gave him an answer.
接下来主就回答他。
He began to quote the commandments to him.
那主耶稣就引用了这个十诫。
And the deceived response of this rich young ruler was, and he said, all these I have done from my youth.
然后主就在这里看这个年轻少年的官他的回答，那他的回答是，这一切我从小都遵守了。
Now that's someone who had a pretty good self-image.
在这里我们看到一个人的自我的形象感觉良好。
But I think what our brother Godwin's son was saying last night was that is deception.
但我想到了我们孙弟兄昨天所讲的这是蒙了迷惑。
Can you imagine standing before the Lord of glory and saying, I have done all these since my youth?
你能够想站在荣耀主的面前说这一切我从小都遵守了吗？
And so the Lord just wanted to prove to him that he couldn't keep the law. So he said, go sell all that you have and give it to the poor.
那主要向他证明他没有遵守这些诫命，所以主跟他说，变卖你一切所有的分给穷人。
And what it was, it says he sadly went away.
然后圣经告诉我们，他就非常的忧愁，就离开了。
Now this shocked the disciples. Do you remember Peter's response?
所以你记得那个跟随主的门徒们都吓了一跳。记得彼得怎么说吗？
Peter said to the Lord Jesus, he said, "Who then can be saved?"
因为彼得就说了，这样谁能得救呢？
And the Lord said, "It is impossible for man, but it is possible with God."
那主耶稣就回答说，在人所不能的事，在神都能。
Now the Lord amplified this thing of the demand of the old covenant when he gave the Sermon on the Mount.
那主呢，又在他的登山宝训里，又将关于旧约的这些事再一次发挥。
You remember when the Lord said it is written a few times.
我们记得在那里主耶稣谈到几次说如经上所记。
In Matthew 5:28, this is what the Lord said.
在马太福音的第五章的第二十八节主这样说。
But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman with lust after her has committed adultery with her in his own heart.
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女就动淫念的，这人心里已经与她犯奸淫了。
He just said, it is written, you shall not commit adultery.
因为经上记得告诉我们说，你不当不可犯奸淫。
Then he raised it to the level of impossibility.
然后他又将他再往上举一下。
How many men have been convicted by that word of our Lord Jesus?
有多少人被我们主耶稣的这一句话叫我们心中受了责备被定罪。
And then in Matthew 5:21, he said this.
在马太福音的第五章的第二十一节他这样说。
You have heard it said by the ancients, thou shalt not kill, but whosoever shall kill be subject to the judgment. But I say unto you, everyone that is lightly angry with his brother shall be subject to the judgment.
你们听见有吩咐古人的话说不可杀人，又说凡杀人的难免受审判。只是我告诉你们，凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判。
Brothers and sisters, what a requirement that is.
而且弟兄姐妹们，这个要求是怎么样子的高呢？
I don't think any of us could be honest and say we've never been lightly angry at our brothers and sisters.
我想我们当中没有一个人能够说我没有对弟兄姐妹心中动了怒气。
Maybe none of us have said we want to kill that brother or sister.
也许我们都没有说我们要杀那个弟兄或杀那个姐妹。
What a demand the old covenant has.
在旧约它的要求是何等的高。
And here is the coup de grâce.
那这里呢又再讲一件事。
In James 2:10, James recorded these words.
在雅各书的第二章的第十节雅各又这么说。
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and shall offend in one point, he has come under the guilt of breaking all.
他说因为凡遵守全律法的只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
The old covenant is like a parent that is always over-demanding and never encouraging.
这个旧约就好像一个不断的要求却从来不会鼓励孩子的父母。
It's like a demanding employer that no one can satisfy.
那好像一个不断的要求的一个老板没有一个员工能够叫他满意。
Or an overbearing husband that a wife can never please.
或是一个一个会仗势欺人的丈夫，太太做什么事都不能够让他欢喜。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you understand the point.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我盼望大家能够明白我要讲的这一点。
If the old covenant is all we had, fellowship with a holy God would be impossible.
如果我们有的只是旧约，那么与神的相交就是不可能的一件事。
But thank God for the new covenant.
但我们感谢主，有了新约。Now,
the writer of Hebrews called it the better covenant.
那是希伯来的作者称它叫做更美的约
，built on better promises，
那是按着更美的应许。
Look at Jeremiah 31 verses 31 to 34。
我们看一下耶利米书的第31章的31到34节。
I'll read a verse and then Brother Janine will read a verse。
我们会一节一节中英文交互的念。
Behold, days come, saith Jehovah, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
耶和华说，日子将到，我要与以色列家和犹大家立定新约。
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day of my taking them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith Jehovah.
不像我拉着他们祖宗的手，领他们出埃及地的时候，与他们所立的约，我虽做他们的丈夫，他们却背了我的约。这是耶和华说的。
For this is the covenant that I will make after those days, saith Jehovah, I will put my law in their inward parts, and I will write it in their heart, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
耶和华说，那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的约乃是这样，我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know Jehovah, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them, saith Jehovah, for I will pardon their iniquity and their sin will I remember no more.
他们个人不再教导自己的邻舍和自己的弟兄说，你该认识耶和华，因为他们从最小的到至大的都必认识我，我要赦免他们的罪孽，不再纪念他们的罪恶。这是耶和华说的。
Just like the old covenant has an emphasis, the new covenant has a profound emphasis.
就如同旧约有它强调的地方，同样的新约也有它特别强调之处。
Here the Lord says, I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
因为这里耶和华说，我要与以色列家立定新约。
Here the Lord declares, I will put my law in their inward parts.
所以这里说，我要将律法放在他们的心里。
Here the Lord says, I will write it in their heart.
我会写在他们的心上。
He goes on to say, I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
接下来他又说，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
He says, I will pardon their iniquity.
他说，我要赦免他们的罪孽。
And he concludes by saying, and their sin will I remember no more.
然后最后他说，我不再纪念他们的罪恶。
What a difference.
所以这跟旧约是何等大的不同。
When you look at the old covenant, those words are like flashing lights, thou shalt and thou shalt not.
所以我们读旧约的时候，我们看到那个字好像不断的闪烁提醒我们，你们要而你们不要。
But when you come to the new covenant, there are greater flashing lights.
但来到了新约，那所闪耀的光就更大了。
And the greater flashing lights say, I will, I will, I will, six times.
等到那个新约的时候，我们看到的字眼就是我要，我要，我要，共讲了六次。
To me, it reminds me of numerology in the Bible, that the number of man is six.
这就让我想起了圣经里面的数字学，那人的数字是六。
You remember the mark of the beast in Revelation, 666.
你们知道启示录里面那兽的数字是666。
But here in this new and better covenant, God is saying, I know this is impossible for man.
然而在这个新约里面，神在这里宣告，我知道在人不能。
So six times he gave the divine answer, I will do it.
所以六次他在这里给了神圣的回答，是我会亲自来做。
What a wonderful thing this is.
这是何等奇妙的事。
What a wonderful, news this is. What great news this is.
这是何等美好的事情，何等伟大的消息。
It was essential for the Lord to show us through the old covenant how impossible it was for us to do it.
那神借着旧约告诉我们，我们靠着自己是如何的不可能，这个教导也是必要的。
To convince us that he was the only one who can do it.
所以告诉我们，提醒我们，唯有他能够行。
This is what it means in Galatians when it says the Old Testament, the Old Covenant was a tutor, a harsh,schoolmaster to lead us to Christ.
这是为什么在加拉太书里面他说这个律法是我们训蒙的师父，要引我们到基督那里。
Now he puts himself in us and we can live by the power of a new life.
所以他把他自己赐给了我们，叫我们可以靠着他有能力活出这个新生命。
Now he writes his law upon our heart, and Romans 8 tells us, as we walk by the Spirit, we can fulfill the righteous requirement of the law.
他将律法写在我们的心上，所以如同罗马书第八章所讲的，我们若随从圣灵而行，我们就能够叫律法的义成就在我们身上。
This is the new and covenant.New and better covenants that is built on better promises.
这个就是那新而更美的约，是建立在那个新而更美的应许之上。
How now we can have cloudless and unbroken fellowship because of this new covenant.
所以现在我们能够有这样子明朗透亮存到永远的这个交通，乃是靠着这个新的约。
The Lord came and satisfied the entire demand of the law and put it away forever.
主来了，成全了所有律法上的要求，就一次将律法的要求就废掉。
And the foundation of the new covenant is we no longer live by law, but we live by faith.
而这个新约的基础就是从此我们不再靠着律法而行，乃是行在信心，靠着信心而行。
This is the vision that was given in the Old Testament when the Lord told him to speak the vision, the just shall live by faith.
因为这一个就是在旧约里面神已经所启示的，吩咐他们，你们要向万民宣告说，义人必因信得生。
How marvelous that is.
何等的奇妙。
We can live now in cloudless fellowship.
我们现在能够有透亮的交通。
Let's talk about the new and better promises.
那现在让我们来看一下这新而更美的应许。
Hebrews in particular talks about these new and better promises.
特别在希伯来书里面谈到了许多关于这新而更美的应许。
I'll never forget years ago when I was reading Hebrews, I began to see this word better over and over again.
我还记得许多年前当我在读希伯来书的时候，我注意到这一个更美更好这一个更的这个字不断的出现。
Then I read something Graham Scroggie said that made it clear to me, clear as crystal.
然后我后来读了那个 Graham Scroggie, 他论到希伯来书时所讲的一段话，让我更清楚地看见。
It is the key that unlocks the book.
他说这一个更美或是更好就是叫我们能够明白希伯来书的关键。
He said the word better occurs more often here than in all the rest of the New Testament.
他是这样说，这一个字更好更美的这一个字希伯来书里面所出现的是超过了在新约其他书信新约其他地方所出现的总和。
Namely, 13 times.
总共出现了13次。
We have better than the angels.
我们有比天使更尊贵。
We have better promises.
有更美的应许。
We have better sacrifices.
更美的祭物。
We have a better possession.
有更美的家业。
We have a better country.
有更美的家乡。
We have a better resurrection.
有更美的复活。
We have some better things.
我们有更美的事。
We have the blood of sprinkling which speaks better than the blood of Abel.
我们还有所洒的血所说的比亚伯的血所说的更美。
It's these better things that the Lord has brought to us that makes fellowship, personal fellowship, living and possible.
所以就是这一些更好更美更尊贵的这些字眼叫我们能够有得到这一个又真又活的这个交通能够成为可能。
The Hebrew Christians were in danger of going back to the old covenant.
因为在希伯来的读者他们面对一个危险他们要回到旧约的礼仪里面。
They were turning away from the reality of the new covenant and returning to the shadows of the old covenant.
他们要离弃新约的实际而要回到旧约的影儿当中。
And that's the reason this anonymous and anointed author wrote this book.
所以这就是这一个无名但受膏抹的作者为什么要写这本书。
Another thing I saw when I was reading Hebrews years ago was this phrase, so much.
那我在读这个希伯来书的许多年前的时候我又注意到了另外一个词在我们中文圣经其实有各式各样不同的翻译有时候翻译成更多更要。
Not only are these new and better promises, but they are so much better.
不仅我们有这些更又新又好的事情而且我们所得的是更比这更多更好。
Chapter 1 verse 4 says so much better than the angels.
所以在第一章的第四节讲到比天使的名是更尊贵是远超的尊贵。
Chapter 7 verse 22 says, by so much more, Jesus is surety of a better covenant.
所以七章的二十二节是讲到我们这中文翻译成既是或者说更是靠着启示力的就做了更美之约的中保。
Hebrews 9:14 says, how much rather shall the blood of Christ cleanse our conscience?
那第九章的十四节是讲到他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心。
Hebrews 10:25 talks about gathering together and so much more as you see the day drawing near.
所以第十章二十五节就是当我们看见那日子近的时候我们中文就翻译说那个更当如此。
Chapter 12, verse 19 says, shall we not much rather be in subject to the Father of spirits?
所以在第十二章里面又讲到，我们岂不更当顺服我们的天上的父。
In chapter 12, verse 20 says, and if so much of beast touch the mountain,
那所以第十二章的二十节那里讲着靠近，或者我们说即使靠近这山的，即使走兽也要打死。
In chapter 12, verse 25, it gives that ominous warning of how much more if we turn away from him who speaks.
等到第十二章的二十五节，那我们中文的翻译就翻译作何况，就是更多的危险是我们如果违背那天，从天上警戒我们。
Thank God for this emphasis.
所以我们感谢主，因为他有这样子的强调。
He not only had this unbelievable new and better covenant.
我们不仅有了这个难以想象的一个新又更美的约。
We have these new and better promises.
我们有这新而更美的应许。
You know, it says, I'll read a few of these to you. It says in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 4, it says, taking a place by so much better than the angels, as he inherits a name more excellent than they.
譬如在希伯来书第一章的第四节那里所讲的，因为他承受的名是远高过天使，他的名比他的名就比天使就更为尊贵。
This is comparing the ministry of Moses and Jesus and how much better the Son of God is.
那接下来就比较这个耶稣的执事跟摩西的执事。
In Hebrews 3 verse 5 and 6, and I'll just read those. Hebrews 3.
然后我们看一下三章的第六节。
Well, this is about Moses. And Moses indeed was faithful in all his house as a ministering servant for testimony of the things to be spoken of after. But Christ, as son over his house, whose house we are, if indeed we hold fast the boldness of the hope firm to the end.
所以三章五节先讲到摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，不要证明将来必传说的事，但基督的儿子治理神的家，也就是我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
Brothers and sisters, these two words, but Christ, make all the difference.
那这里这个字但就是把这一个完全不同的意思表达了。
Thank God they make all the difference between fellowship and darkness.
因为他就把他的差别就好像交通跟黑暗的差别。
You remember when Paul gave his great explanation of his life in the Lord in Galatians 2 verse 20.
我们记得保罗在加拉太书第二章第二十节在那里宣告他在神里面的生命的时候。
He said, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me.
他在那里说现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
What a difference that makes.
这是何等大的差别。
I remember as a young Christian the first time I began to see this.
我还记得当我年轻的时候，是一个年轻的基督徒的时候，第一次看见了这个真理。
I remember as a young Christian struggling, trying to live the Christian life.
我还记得我是一个年轻的基督徒，在那里挣扎，想活出一个基督徒的生活。
And this is where I developed one of my favorite phrases where I say, the Christian life is not difficult, the Christian life is impossible.
所以在那里我就亲自的学习到我以后常讲的一句话就是基督徒的生活不是困难的乃是不可能的。
Except for these two words, but Christ.
但是因着这一个短句，就是但基督。
I remember what I saw. I went to some older brothers in the Lord, and I said, I no longer need to live at all. It's no longer required for me to live at all.
我记得我得到这个真理的时候，我很兴奋的去见那些年长的弟兄，然后告诉他们说，我不用再照着律法活了，我不用再按着自己活了。
They must have thought I lost my mind.
他们大概也以为我发疯了。
But I remember telling a dear brother who led me to the Lord, I said, Brother, this is the secret, but Christ lives in me.
我记得我跟那个带我信主的那个弟兄说，这一个就是那个秘密，但基督乃是基督在我里面活着。
What new and better promises are these?
这真是新而又更美的应许。
It says in Hebrews 6 verse 9, But we are persuaded concerning you, beloved, better things, and connected with salvation even as we speak.
所以第六章的第九节，希伯来书第六章第九节说，亲爱的弟兄们，我们虽是这样说，却深信你们的行为强过这些，或者比这些更好，而且近乎得救。
In our salvation, everything was provided to bring us and to keep us in fellowship.
在我们的救恩里面，一切要我们有这个交通，我们的开始，我们的维持，都已经赐给我们了。
And then Hebrews 7 verse 25 says a tremendous thing.
然后在第七章，希伯来书第七章的第二十五节，又这样子叫人惊讶的一个宣告。
It says, Wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to intercede for us.
那你说凡靠着他进到神面前的人，他都能拯救到底，因为他是长远活着替他们祈求。
Many evangelicals only understand initial salvation and then they're waiting to go to heaven.
很多福音派的基督徒他们只知道救恩的开始，那接下来就等着上天堂。
But thank God the better promises, or he just doesn't save our spirit from death.
但我们感谢主，这一个更美的应许不仅仅是拯救我们的灵脱离死亡。
Thankfully, the better promises is he's able to save us to the uttermost.
我们感谢主，这一个更美的应许是他能够拯救我们到底。
You know, I am so thankful for Brother Watchman Nee, that understanding about the salvation of the soul.
你们知道我非常的感谢这个尼弟兄关于魂的得救的教导。
We're not just saved from hell, we're saved from ourselves.
我们不仅是蒙拯救脱离了阴间，我们也蒙拯救脱离自我。
And we're not just saved from ourselves, we're saved to the uttermost as the Holy Spirit works in us.And conforms us to the image of the Lord Jesus.
我们不仅是蒙拯救脱离了自我，我们也是蒙拯救直到底，因为圣灵在我们里面工作，叫我们磨成神儿子的样子。
And because of this continuous work of salvation, it's true what Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 9, when he said, receiving the end of your faith,Even the salvation of your soul.
因为这一个不断救恩不断的工作，所以我们可以看见彼得前书一章九节所得到的结论，说我们能够得到我们信心的结果的果效，就是我们灵魂的救恩。
Hebrews 7 verse 7 says, But beyond all gainsaying, the inferior is blessed by the better.
希伯来书的第七章的第七节，他是这样子说，从来位份大的或那个更好的给位份小的祝福，这是驳不倒的理。
That is about Melchizedek, the priest of the Most High God.
那里所讲的是麦基洗德，是至高神的祭司。
You remember when Abraham defeated the four kings and the priest of the Most High God, Melchizedek, came to him.
我们记得亚伯拉罕击败了四王，至高神的祭司麦基洗德去迎接他。
We don't read much about him in the Old Covenant, but when it comes to Hebrews, we read quite a bit about Melchizedek.
在旧约里面，我们没有关于麦基洗德太多的记载。但是等到新约的时候，在希伯来书里面倒讲了很多。
And that's because Christ is a priest after the order of Melchizedek.
因为基督是按着麦基洗德的等次做了祭司。
And the real illustration of the Old Testament is Abraham the lesser was blessed by the better, which was Melchizedek, the priest of God.
所以真正在旧约里面的例子是那个更位小的，就是亚伯拉罕被那个更好位高的就是麦基洗德祝福。
But the real message, the real better promise is we are the lesser who is blessed by the great high priest, the heavenly Melchizedek, who blesses us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies.In Christ Jesus.
但真正的信息是我们这一个未小的乃是被那个未大的在天上的麦基洗德我们的主耶稣基督祝福赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
You know, Hebrews 7 verse 9 says, For the law perfected nothing, and the introduction of a better hope,by which we draw near to God.
就好像希伯来书第七章第十九节所讲的律法原来一无所成就引进了更美的指望靠着指望我们便可以到神面前。
Can you imagine? These new and better promises give us unlimited access to God.
你可以想象吗？这个新又更好的应许，给我们一个可以经常的进到神的面前一个开放的道路。
This is unthinkable in the old covenant.
在旧约里面，这根本是想都不能想的。
You know the high priest went in once a year on the day of atonement into the holy of holies to take blood for himself and for the people and offer it to God.
因为在旧约的时候唯有在赎罪日那大祭司一年一次的进入至圣所用着血首先为自己的罪再为百姓的罪献祭。
No one had access but this one to God and this only once a year for a brief time.
因为没有人能够进到神的面前只有这一个人大祭司而且一年只有在这一个时候可以进到神的面前。
Oh, how marvelous this is that we have unlimited access to God.
所以感谢主，这太过奇妙，我们能够有对进到神面前一个完全的开放的道路。
I have told the brothers and sisters before, I don't have unlimited access to my doctor.
那我跟弟兄姐妹讲过，我连去看我的医生，我都不能够随时进到他的面前。
I don't have unlimited access to my dentist.
我也没有办法到我的牙医那里好像有这样子随时可以去。
I don't have unlimited access to my lawyer.
连到我的律师那里我也不能够随时随在的去。
And believe it or not, I don't have unlimited access to my mechanic.
你知道吗？连那个帮我修车的人，我都没有办法随时随处的去到他那里。
But these new and better promises tell me I have unlimited access to God.
但是这一个新而更美的应许告诉我，我可以坦然无惧，随时的到神面前。
You remember the story of Esther in the Old Testament?
你们记得在旧约的时候以斯帖的故事
and King Ahasuerus.
亚哈水鲁王。
You remember, she couldn't approach the king. The queen couldn't approach the king unless that golden scepter was extended to her.
因为我们知道，那个时候，那皇后或任何人不可以到王的面前，除非王向那人伸出金杖。
In this new covenant and these new and better promises, the golden scepter is always extended to us.
但是在这个新约，在这一个新的应许，那么这一个金杖是永远向我们伸出。
Hebrews even says, approach with all boldness the throne of grace.
希伯来书更是甚至告诉我们说叫我们坦然无惧的来到神的面前，来到先宝座面。
What a difference between the mountain that smoked in the Old Testament, it says in Hebrews, and even an animal touched it, he was killed.
这跟在旧约那西乃山是差的何等的远，因为希伯来书告诉我们说要靠近的即使是走兽都要打死。
Brothers and sisters, Hebrews tells us we have a blood that is able to cleanse every sin and every offense.
所以弟兄姐妹们，希伯来说告诉我们说我们有一个宝血可以洗净我们一切的罪。
Chapter 9, verse 22 and 23 says, And without the blood there is no remission. It was necessary that figurative representations of these things in the heavens should be purified with these, but the heavenly things with sacrifices better than these.
所以第二十二节讲说物都是要用血洁净的，若不流血罪就不得赦免，照着天上样式做的物件必须用这些祭物去洁净，但那天上的本物自然当用更美的祭物去洁净。
Hebrews 10:34 tells us we have a better substance and an abiding one.
希伯来书的第十章告诉我们我们得了一个更美的身体。
And Hebrews 11:14 tells us we have a better country.
11章那里告诉我们我们有一个更美的家乡。
And Hebrews 11:35 tells us we have a better resurrection.
但那11章的35节告诉我们说我们有一个更美的复活。
Do you understand what strong encouragement this is from the writer of Hebrews?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们能够明白希伯来书作者给我们这样子一个强烈的一个劝勉鼓励吗？
These were unthinkable promises in the Old Testament.
因为在旧约的时候，这些都是想都不能想的应许。
But these are ours in Christ Jesus, because Hebrews tells us there was some better thing for us.
因为但是在基督耶稣里面，这些事情就已经赐给我们了。因为希伯来书告诉我们说神替我们预备了更美的事。
Alright, I promised you I would just touch on the last two points and I don't want to abuse the time.
所以我已经讲过，我还把最后两点只是稍微提一下。
Do you think God has done enough to bring you into fellowship and to keep you in fellowship?
那我们觉得神把我们带入了这一个交通，保守我们在这交通当中就是他工作的终结吗？
Not only that, he has made you a new creation in Christ Jesus.
那不仅如此，他叫我们在基督耶稣里能够成为新造。
You remember what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17.
我们记得在哥林多后书第五章十七节他是怎么讲的。
Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new.
因为那里告诉我们说若有人在基督里他就是新造的人，所有的旧事都已经过， 所有的都已经变成新的了。
I like the way Darby puts it. He says there is a new creation.
我喜欢达比所说的，有一个新造。
Something happens when God puts us in Christ.
当神把我们放在基督里的时候，有一些奇妙的事情发生了。
You are a whole new creation.
我们是一个全新的受造。
You're no longer of this world.
不再属于这个世界。
Behold, everything is new.
看啊，万事都成为新的。
And because of this new creation, we can enjoy all the fellowship we have in Christ.
因为这一个新造，所以我们能够在基督里面享受那一切的相交。
Not only that, there are more new and better promises.
那不仅如此，还有更多的那更好新而更好的应许。
We have a new power.
我们有了新的能力。
Let me get you to turn to Colossians.
让我们翻到哥罗西书。
Chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
第一章的26跟27节。
These are two of the most powerful verses in the whole of the New Testament.
在整个新约里面，这两节几乎是最有力量的经文。
The mystery which has been hidden from the ages and from generations, but now has been made manifest to his saints, to whom God would make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the nations, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
他说这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
Not only has he put you in Christ and made you a new creation,
他不仅把你放在基督里让你成为新造，
God has done the unthinkable.
神又做了人心所想不到的。
This is the mystery that has been hidden from the ages in God, but has now been made manifest. This is the divine secret.
因为这是隐藏在历世历代里面的奥秘，但如今神已经显明出来，这是从神而来所显明的奥秘。
He has put Christ in you.
他把基督放在你的里面。
Can you imagine anything more wonderful than that?
你可以想象比这个更美好的事吗？
This is an unspeakable privilege and almost an unbelievable grace.
这是我们口中说不出来，完全难以想象一个奇妙的恩典。
But this is the new covenant. And this is the new and better promises.
这个就是新约，就是那个新而更好的运，更美的运许。
And because of these things that are so grand and so beyond human imagination, he is able to bring us into this deepest fellowship and keep us in this deepest fellowship.
因为这个人心所不能揣测这个奇妙的神的工作，使他带领我们能够进入这个交通，能够保守我们，维持我们在这个交通。
And we are able to enjoy unbroken and cloudless fellowship that the angels can't even imagine.
以至于我们能够享受这一种透亮没有拦阻，连天使都只能看见望见的交通。
How wonderful this is.
这是何等的奇妙。
Brothers and sisters, I hope this means as much to you as it means to me.
我盼望对我所造成的影响在你们心中也有同样的影响。
Thank God that in Christ, personal fellowship is a reality.
我们感谢主，在神里面，我们在位格里面能够与神的位格相交，成为实际。
And because of this, as the Apostle John said, your joy can be complete.
因为这样，正如使徒保约翰所说的，使你们的喜乐得以充足。
You can see it.
你可以，这是看见过的。
You can touch it.
这是手摸过的。
You can handle it.
你可以碰触的。
You can witness that you've experienced it.
你可以将你所经历的做见证的。
And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
因为我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交。
Shall we pray?
让我们一同来祷告。
Father, we just come to you and we are so blessed.To see all the things you've made available to us in your beloved Son.
父啊，我们感谢你，因为我们看见你在你的儿子耶稣基督里面所赐给我们各样丰盛的恩赐。
It's hard to take in the extent of your grace and your mercy towards us.
我们有时候不能够彻底的明白你向我们所赐的恩典跟慈爱。
It seems sometimes almost beyond belief, but it's altogether true.
因为有时候这实在是难以想象，但又是真实的。
And how we ask you in the days ahead that you would teach us more about what it means to walk in fellowship with you.
我们更恳求主在将来的日子能够更多的教导我们如何的能够与主相交。
And because of this new and better covenant and these new and better promises, you would bring us more deeply into that fellowship.
而且靠着这个新而更美的约，这个新而更美的应许，让我们能够跟你有更完全的交通。
And we ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord Jesus. Amen.
我们是靠我们主耶稣基督尊贵的名，我们向你祷告。阿门。